Hey, Julian, how are you doing? Congratulations.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Julian, did you have a good feeling after Mike Devlin worked you out that maybe there were a team that liked you a lot?
Definitely had a good feeling. Outside me and him, we had a real good relationship. Really vibed really well. Really liked my workout. Really liked me in the classroom as well. And then we went out to eat, you know, just kind of chopped it up and had a good time. So definitely felt like a good, you know, connection there.
You get the biggest wingspan in the draft, they say. How much does that help you to lock out pass rushers and just operate as a blocker out there?
I mean, definitely helps out because, you know, you got to keep them guys up off you and away from you in the pass, bro. So just, you know, having very long arms is just keeping them that much further away from you.
Julian, various scouting and media reports suggest that despite everything that you were able to do in college, that you might need a little work before getting on the field at the NFL level. What do you think that you do well? What do you think that you could improve upon in your game?
Well, I move very well, and, you know, I'm able to stay low, and I just got to keep that going, and I just got to improve on, you know, technique issues along with the game, having, you know, consistency, I would say, in my play, just, you know, with consistency with keeping my hands up and consistency staying low, just little technique issues.
With everything you learned from your dad, what were some of the things that he instilled in you?
I can say that again.
What are some of the personal traits that your dad instilled in you, and you know, just kind of what you learned from him, you know, kind of what he brought you up?
I mean, definitely learned just to be a hard worker, continue at everything. Anything that you start, pretty much got to finish. Never really quit it or anything in my life. Just, you know, just having that dignity and integrity, you know, respect. Me and my dad really mirror image each other a lot. So, I mean, we're just pretty much the same person, real laid back, but hard nosed to the book and gets everything done type of people.
Would, I guess, was he kind of tough on you? I mean, being a retired Marine and police sergeant, and I guess, you know, it sounds like you're well behaved, but if you step out of line, was it, was he kind of tough, you know, as a dad? Did he expect a lot? Was he kind of demanding from you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely expected a lot, and I always showed up. I wouldn't say he was too tough. I mean, just, you know, had just a policy and rules that he followed and just instilled them in me, and went along with the ride and followed everything that I was taught.
Julian, the Texans have said a number of times that the way that they played in the draft, they just take the best player available, they stick to their board. But just looking at the roster, I mean, it does seem like this fills a major area of need for them. What do you think of the opportunity that you have with the Texans either this year or in the future?
I mean, I'm coming in, I'm ready to get right to work, and I'm ready to, you know, fight for that starting spot. I want to play right away. If anybody doesn't have that mindset, then I don't know if they belong in this league, because I'm real competitive and I want to be one of the best to go down. So I'm going to be that overachiever, hard worker that comes every day with a purpose.
I mean, it sounds like there's a part of you that has a bit of a chip on your shoulder not being recruited to an FBS school and then hearing you know, doubts about the level of competition that you played in at the FCS level. Do you feel any of that?
I mean, definitely have, you know, that chip on my shoulder. It's there, and I know it's there, and I'm going to keep it there, just, you know, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of doubters in the process, and all you got to do is either prove them right or prove them wrong. So everything just, you know, in my control, and I'm looking, you know, to handle everything that comes across my path.
When you were at the Senior Bowl, do you feel like that kind of proved some things? And how did you feel like that week affected what you did here in the draft?
I mean, it definitely shows some of the things, showed that I can play against a better competition, because that's where some of the best guys were. And I had a fun time down there, you know, playing against some guys. And I felt like teams saw it. They saw that, hey, maybe, you know, this kid can play with these, this very competition, kind of answer some of the questions that was the, I guess, concerns surrounding me just coming up, you know, coming from Bucknell, not a traditionally great football school.
Julian, who were some of the tackles that you watched or you'd like to model your game after?
I mean, I'll watch pretty much every tackle position when I'm watching any game of football. I'm always, you know, analyzing and seeing, you know, how certain things play out or how maybe somebody got beat or what they did successfully to maybe beat their man. But just pretty much in the NFL, I watch a lot of Trent Williams and Tyron, I would say, the most. But, you know, pretty much all tackles throughout the league, I'm analyzing, trying to take anything from their game to see if I can add it to mine.
Julian, one last question for you. We're kind of debating how to spell your name. We've seen it multiple times. Is it an apostrophe between E and N, or is it an accent over the E?
Accent over the E.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, man. Congrats.
See you. Congratulations.
Thank you.